Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, ongoing conflict in the Middle East is straining pharmaceutical supply routes to the Gulf region. Sentinel Therapeutics enters a licensing agreement with PRGST to advance a progerin-targeting therapy for progeria. And a new analysis examines the innovations, integration challenges, and early hurdles shaping the emerging biotech landscape. War in the Middle East is disrupting the flow of critical medicines to the Gulf, putting supply routes for cancer drugs and other treatments requiring refrigeration at risk, and forcing companies to reroute flights and seek overland access into the region. Major air transit hubs in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha have been knocked out, with companies trucking temperature-sensitive drugs overland through Saudi Arabia, Istanbul, and Oman as alternatives. In deal news, Sentinel Therapeutics has entered into a licensing agreement with PRG-ST to advance progerinin, a novel compound targeting the protein progerin, which accumulates in cells and drives the accelerated aging seen in patients with Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome. The agreement gives Sentinel rights to develop and commercialize the therapy, expanding its rare disease portfolio beyond its existing progeria asset. Finally, a new feature draws on interviews with industry experts to assess the state of emerging biotech, highlighting the tension between scientific ambition and operational execution that defines the sector. Experts pointed to AI-driven drug discovery platforms, industry collaborations, and the integration of AI into organizations as key areas of focus, while noting that biotech startups operate in a uniquely high-risk environment where most drug candidates never reach patients. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.